Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We lucked out yesterday in Kansas with only two reports of tornadoes, one near Elgin in Chautauqua County, and another one that occurred near Ogden, about 4 miles northeast of Ogden in Riley County. But for today, the weather is certainly much quieter than it was yesterday as high pressure builds in, and that will bring us some sunshine and dry conditions. Following a clear and cool start to our morning, sunny and 70 later on today. In north central Kansas, sunny and breezy with 75 for the afternoon high. Sunny upper 70s likely in northeastern Kansas. In the southwestern part of the state, sunny, breezy with a high in the low 80s. It'll be clear and 42 tonight. In south central Kansas, mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s. Clear and 54 overnight. And the outlook for the southeastern part of the state, variable clouds with some sunshine at times, breezy with a high in the upper 70s. Clear and 58 overnight. Slight chance of a thunderstorm developing later on Wednesday with a high 79. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much for that check of the weather, Dan. Live cattle futures had minimal losses in contracts on Monday. Other than the front month of June, feeder cattle contracts were under more pressure with triple-digit losses. Hog futures could not find significant buying interest to move futures into positive territory, and the June contract fell and closed below support. As far as the grains are concerned, corn is trading a little lower this morning, correcting another large daily gain on Monday. Soybeans are also lower, a correction likely driven by some farmers selling of soybeans at the highest prices seen since late January. The wheat market is currently lower as well after reversing higher and making new highs for the rally on Monday. This is an impressive move considering the rainfall in western Kansas over the weekend. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.